Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 12th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The blueprint is live and well. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founder, the key to the solution. You want a change in America? You don't want a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. Rarely do they ever turn out well. Forget the revolution plans. Let's stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth that starts with morality in the people. Good, honest Americans obeying their God, their author of liberty, the Judeo-Christian ethic in play. And the checks and balances need to be absolutely insisted on by we, the people. Who is the government? It's we, the people. And those who serve us do so by the consent of the governed, which means allow them to serve at our pleasure, if you will. And if they're not doing a good job, we need to flat out kick them out. It's amazing to me how so many people claim that, man, there's just nothing we can do anymore about it. But yet, they elect the same people over and over. What do you think of that? You know, strange stuff, isn't it? It's almost psychotic. All the bureaucrats and politicians are horrible, except for mine. Mine's fantastic, right? Well, you got to get off that notion, folks, and you got to start standing for liberty. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour is brought to you in part by The Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Yep. Joy Shriver, The Power Hour, doing a great job. She always claims do business with the good guys, and we support that view big time. If you want to place an order, call The Power Mall. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or go online 24/7, thepowermall.com. Now, they got monthly copies of the Power Hour radio program, $25 each. Incredible deal. If there's a series on some incredible shows, check it out today at thepowermall.com. They also have some interesting books, a ton of books at the Power Mall. I'm telling you right now, they're fascinating. For example, how about 10 Rules for Dealing with the Police? Yeah, a legendary trial lawyer, William Billy Murphy, he gives the details. Normally, $15 book? I guess it's $13.50 right now. You save $1.50, and that's, what, more than 10%? Or about 10% there? 10 Rules for Dealing with the Police. Everybody needs that, man, especially those guys that are running from the cops. Maybe they ought to sit down, learn to read, and read a book instead, huh? There's a book called The Uses of Wild Plants, Growing the Wild Plants of the United States and Canada, by Frank Tozer. Incredible book. You got a book called Seed to Seed, Seed Saving and Growing Techniques, available now on sale. Yeah. You got a Mulberry's book. All kinds of books about how to process fruits and vegetables. You got specials on jungle peanuts. Check those out. Vegan burgers. Check those out. All right. There's a book called Healing Spices that I'm particularly interested in. This Healing Spices book, normally, I guess it's on sale for, let's see. It's on sale for $22.46. Anyway, pretty neat stuff, though. There's a lot of books. They even have the Sun Air Purifiers available now, $100 off. Did you hear me? Sun Air Purifiers, $100 off. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. ThePowerMall.com. All right, without further ado, the recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Michael Connolly. He's executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, usjf.net, the website. He wrote the booklet, Our Constitution, breaking down the Constitution and putting it in perspective. He's a constitutional attorney, but he puts it on the kitchen table so the average American can understand. What do the founders intend, huh? Booklet, Our Constitution, available now. We also talked about tornadoes touching down across East Texas. Yeah, what a tragedy. In a place called Van, Texas, they were hit directly by the tornado. Homes completely destroyed, 26 people hurt, several people injured. Michael Connelly had the tornado just blast overhead right over his house and then nail the next town over. Our prayers are with those folks. Tornado Alley. I guess you call it Hurricane Alley, Tornado Alley. Tornado Alley, meet the Bible Belt, huh? Wow. For some, running from the cops is the norm. That's the New York Times writing a big old article. They say many reasons people run from the cops. Some do it because there are warrants out for their arrest. Others because they possess drugs. Others do it because, well, they're seeking a thrill. Or sometimes people do it when they've done nothing wrong. I would submit to you that running from the cops is a bad idea. If you don't get caught now, you'll probably get caught later. No matter what, things will be worse for you if you run. And, you know, you got to really ask yourself, is running from the cops illegal? Well, maybe not, because you're not arrested yet and you're not charged with anything. However, if you want to heighten the cops' concern about you, then just start running. They'll think you've done something wrong, even if you haven't. Just think if you go into the backyard and your kids all of a sudden see you and they just run. You're going to think they're doing something wrong? Well, of course you are. So running from the cops may not be illegal, but I think it's a horrible, an absolutely horrible idea. Don't do it. Okay? Sometimes they say people do it even when they've done nothing wrong. Believe it or not, there's a kind of a, I don't know what you call it, the black book of how to run from the cops, passed down from generation to generation. In the hoods of America, ladies and gentlemen, it's like kids learning hopscotch. You learn the rules from your buddies, from your peers. Slightly older girls teach the young girls how to play, kind of an idea, huh? Well, the same thing's true. They say, hey, man, when you run, turn the nearest first corner you can. Make sure that you pick alleys and unknown back roads through the city that the cops may not know and or may not be willing to follow you. Once you know you're going to get caught, make sure that you allow being caught, getting caught in the most crowded place you can so there's more and more witnesses so the beatings aren't as bad. Why are we running from the cops in the first place? Isn't there respect for the rule of law anymore? We got to change people's behavior, folks, and we need to change the behavior of the police. There's no doubt about it. We also need to change the behavior in these crime-ridden areas of the average citizen. Okay, we need to teach children how to behave, how to be accountable for their actions. We need to teach men, young men. You know what? You can get a girlfriend, but you ought to marry her and raise children with her, not just get her pregnant and leave. These homes need fathers. You can try to say I'm a racist for that all day long, but I'll reject you, and I'll debate you anywhere, any place, any time, and I'll prove you wrong. A mom and a dad in a home is the most stable environment we can create for children. And these poor mothers, many of them doing the best job they can in these circumstances, many of them guilty of trying to create babies to get on welfare. That's a tragic situation as well, but we've taught the little girls that's what they should do for stability. We've also taught the men that that's the cool thing to do, is impregnate as many females as you can. And you're only a real man if you're on the prowl for another. Okay, the wrong teachings are going on in the hoods in America, ladies and gentlemen. There are answers. And the answers are in the family. The answers are in keeping the commandments of God. And the second I bring that up, I'm a racist, or I'm against women. Or okay, it's bogus, and I'm not going to take it anymore. All right. Feds say that, I guess this guy at the VA, the official stole cash for stripper sex. Gambling. He wanted strippers, sex, gambling, and more. Where's the accountability? Where's the, quote, heads going to roll on this one, huh? It's not going to happen. There's no accountability anywhere. That's part of the problem. In the hood, right on up to Washington District of Criminals, huh? Yeah, striptease going on TV in America, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Fey put together a striptease. She stripped all the way down to her underwear. I guess for the last Letterman appearance, she said she wanted to give him a gift, a parting gift. Yeah, she shreds the gender norms. She said she used to wear nice, pretty dresses for him, but nowadays she's just going to strip down, and there you go. What have we fallen to in America? From TV to Washington, D.C. to the hoods of America, we're in trouble. Drudge doing a great job, but now the FCC commissioner says, hey, you know what? The feds might come for Drudge. We can't be having a guy preach morality and stand up with the real news going on around here. propaganda at an all-time high in America, perpetuated by our government. Yeah, they say Texas is bristling at Obama's invasion. We're talking about Jade Helm 15. Folks aren't happy with this. But again, all the mainstream press organizations coming out and saying, you're concerned about Jade Helm 15, you must be some whacked out right-wing extremist conspiracy nut, huh? That's all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, available online at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we had our guest, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel Skousen. We talked about a woman launching a legal challenge. She wants to give birth to her dead daughter's baby. Strange stuff going on, all attacking the family. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You got it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Your dial's set right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so this Jade Helm 15 thing, Texas is bristling at the force by the federal government. The governor there even concerned, but most folks are being beat up by the mainstream press so hard they don't even have the guts to stand up on it. Even Rand Paul, of all people, Rand Paul, plays down comments on military exercise after being mocked by the mainstream press. That's what the headline says. But when you dig in, that's not really what Rand said at all. Rand is concerned about it, and he just didn't know all the details about it. Remember, the government hasn't been very forthcoming with the facts on this thing. We've all been digging. They've admitted it's real, but other than that, we don't know much. We just know that it's the biggest military exercise to date and we know that it declares some states as hostile territory, and we know that's never been done before, and we know this is one of the biggest military exercises mingling with and around the people that we've ever seen, thus the concern. But you bring up your concern and you're a whacked out nut, they all want to claim, huh? Jade Helm, more bogus claims, says Joel Skousen. We also talked about the government's surveillance database on dissidents. It is real. It is happening. But be careful. They're not coming for you tomorrow, folks. That's the take of Joel Skousen. We also talked more on the Baltimore prosecution of police. The cops are out of line, folks. Let's be clear. But also, there's an attempt, in my humble opinion, to stir up the people against the cops. There's an attempt to create political dissidents and rioting in the streets. Now, Joel Skousen doesn't really believe the government's doing that, but I do. Miriam Carey was indeed murdered by Capitol Police. That's a real story that needs to get legs, ladies and gentlemen. They buried that up big time. We also talked about the Garland attack and ISIS. Is ISIS real? Depends on how you define real. It's created and backed by our government. Yeah. Disinformation on the home front, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere, and warmongering around the world. That's what's happening by primarily the Republicans. Are the Democrats guilty? Yeah, without a doubt. But the Republicans pretend they're your friend as they warmonger. We'll get into that, by the way. We also talked about, listen carefully. Is it WorldNet Daily? No, World News Daily. Be very careful. I believe there's an attempt here to deceive you. World News Daily is a disinformation site. I'm not talking about WorldNet Daily, folks. Be very careful. Anyway, that was the update with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. He does a great job. Again, we don't have to all agree every time on everything. For Liberty Roundtable Live, we just have to be respectful and work together and release news the networks refuse to use and let people make up their own minds. I believe the people are smart and give them a chance and they'll do really well. But Joel has his opinion on things and I have my opinion on things, and sometimes they're the same. Sometimes they're slightly different. Kurt Cosby is with me. Liberty Roundtable Live starts now. News the networks refuse to use. And Kurt actually has his own opinions too, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right.
You're allowed to have those, by the way, America, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. I know you're in trouble if they differ from Barack's, but you're still allowed to have them so far.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
And if I have anything to do with it, you'll be allowed to continue to have those, you know, even if you don't agree with Sam Bushman. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Speaking of that, Kurt buys Walmart water all the time, don't you, Kurt?
Well, it's pretty interesting.
Maybe not anymore.
I don't remember. I don't remember ever buying any, but it's an interesting thing that I guess they say that Walmart water, some of the great value water, has been coming from the Sacramento Municipal Supply. Now, some folks are pretty ticked off because they're like, "Hey, man, we're kind of in a drought here in Sacramento." But to me, that's kind of wherever the water comes from in America that people drink, it's America. Now, if you want to get more water, make sure you're keeping the commandments of God, and I suppose He'll make sure that you got something to drink. But Kurt, let me ask you a question. Yeah.
The label reads "Great Value," okay, but Walmart never claimed the water was anything special. They just told you it was a good value, sir.
Yep. And, right? When you look at it, typically, 99 cents for a gallon, that's pretty good value, right, Sam? Compared to many others, we've seen water $2 or more a gallon. But in this case, these guys point out the fact that in Sacramento, this company, DS Services of America, that sells to Walmart, they can buy for, 748 gallons, they can buy it for 99 cents. So that means they got a hefty profit margin there. In other words, they're turning that 99 cents into $658.24. Pretty good return, huh, Sam?
Yeah, but I don't believe it's near as it sounds, Kurt. And here's what I mean.
Good point.
The water was bottled and then, you know, shipped around the country and sold for 99 cents for a gallon. And you can say that's just this crazy margin of how much Walmart makes. Don't get me wrong. Walmart's doing well, okay? They might get it done for 20 cents or 30 cents a gallon. I don't know the exact number. But all I'm telling you is this. Water is what, 8 pounds a gallon, Kurt?
8.6 somewhere.
All right, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying, though. It's heavy.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't think that they're basically putting this stuff in bottles, getting the label on the bottle. You know, that's a couple of cents, I'm sure. And then when you get it all done and ship that stuff, they're not making the kind of profits that this story makes you believe they are. Now, are they doing well? Oh, absolutely. I guarantee it's got a 3, 4, 5 times markup. I don't know the number. So I'm not saying Walmart's going broke on this thing, but I am saying two things about this. Number one, Walmart's not even promising on their label or anywhere else that it's special water in any way. They're not acting like it comes from a spring or that this or that. They're not saying any of that. Whether a little extra treatment goes along with this water and stuff, I don't know. We haven't dug into the story enough to know. Nevertheless, my point is, though, when you think about shipping water across the United States, I mean, how expensive is it? And I'm convinced that I'm surprised they can even ship it and sell it for that cheap, even with how cheap they get the water. By the time you do all the processing,
and
that takes.
One of the other things we want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, is typically wherever you live, the God of heaven has put some water there. And now your water, let's say it tastes not perfect like, you know, a pretty good Rocky Mountain water like we get to enjoy. Well, our buddies, you know, whether it's the Berkey Company or there's a number of other different companies that provide good filtration systems and make sure that your water, hey, can taste great, and that is what you ought to drink a lot of.
And I want water to taste good, Kurt. And when I buy water, I'm not necessarily even buying water because I expect it to be some kind of special healing or special water. You know, what I'm telling you is the biggest thing I want to know is there fluoride in there, and is it a listed ingredients on the label? That's one of my bigger concerns.
Great point, Sam. You mean you don't want to be you know, medicated when you drink water?
No, man. I just want H2O, baby, and I don't know that there's an F in there. Right?
No, there isn't. Yeah.
Well, there might be. That's the problem.
Not supposed to.
That's right. There's not supposed to. And so if there is fluoride, added fluoride in there, then I think it needs to be on the label, Kurt, and I think somebody ought to be sued somewhere to fix that.
Yep.
See, anyway, all I'm trying to say is Walmart never promised it was some special water. And when you say, oh, a dollar a gallon, man, wow, that's not such a good deal. You're getting ripped off. See, I don't think so. If you don't believe me, what I want you to do is just go get one of those cases of water. Mm-hmm. Weigh that thing, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, you got usually, what, a bottle, 16 ounces or 20 ounces, depending on the bottle. But if a bottle's 16 ounces, you got 2 bottles to a quart, 8 bottles to a gallon, right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
8 bottles in a gallon is going to weigh how much? 10 pounds, probably? You know, you got 8.6 plus the bottles plus whatever. And I mean, you got to have some kind of packaging, right?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to ship 10 pounds across the United States, ladies and gentlemen? Believe you me, you'll be upside down if you try to ship it yourself. It's somehow they got great shipping. But I'd be interested to know what Walmart really makes. The last point, though, is I'm more worried about the water we're all drinking in America than I am about Walmart having. How many of these other companies have pure water sources? Are we going to dig into them all or just single one out? Interesting discussion, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Free Vigor Test. How would you like to test your energy levels and then with natural health and healing solutions, improve your energy throughout the day, huh? All right, get a hold of Kurt. You'll learn more. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or simply Kurt. That's C-U-R-T. Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Kurt. They can criticize a private company for trying to make money. But at the same time, I don't see any claims that Walmart's made that's wrong here. They're just saying it's good, clean, approved water, and it is approved for people to drink. And they never made claims that it was special water. And when you think about a dollar a gallon shipped across the United States available for you, it's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. I'd say it's a pretty great value, considering the idea that we can even take water and put it in bottles and you can just go to the store anytime, anywhere and get relatively clean water is an amazing thing as it is. But I'm more worried about governments and their use of water than I am private companies making money on water, Kurt, aren't you?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. You know, this piece from Los Angeles points out the fact that, the city that, you know, of course, the government's all telling everybody, man, you better shut down your water. You're supposed to have a brown lawn. You know,
you're going to get fined if you take a long shower, buddy. Wow.
Well, it's like a $500 fine for stuff like that. But in this case, I guess the headline reads, cell phone video captures sprinklers watering freeway hillsides in the rain. Yep. Let me get this straight.
We got hillsides while you're rolling down a freeway in California. And those hillsides are being watered by sprinklers while it's raining?
Well, that's exactly what was going on, Sam.
Well, it applies to you in saving water, not the government, Kurt. Come on.
Well, see, that's the... at least my reason for bringing it up. They tell us all, man, you know, $500 fine, you know, we're going to have send out the water police. Like in our little town, Sam, now we've got the, they call it outdoor water restrictions. And this was, started on the 5th of May. By the way, last Saturday, what was that, the 9th? I mean, it basically rained for about 24 hours straight, But I don't see any change of, you know, on this little policy. And this policy says, hey, you know, our little town where we live, they're going to charge me $50 if you don't listen up to your warning. That's if you go out there and water with your hose, you know, Sam. You know, and that kind of thing, because, of course, you're an evil water.
You've got to have the government just send out a swarm of waterers, Kurt.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The water professionals.
Absolutely.
And yet, you know, for example, you know, I noticed some folks actually watering last night when, you know, we just had basically had 24 hours of water within the last 2 days, you know. And it's surprising to me what they're going to tell us, the water police, you know. And, of course, whether it's in L.A. or in your local city, it's one thing they want to do. Now, I suggest to the cities that feel like, hey, man, they're running low on water, is that they suggest that the citizenry, hey, maybe return to God's laws, ask for, you know, you don't have to do the rain dance like the Native Americans would do, but you might do the rain request, and that's where you pray and fast.
But I support if people want to do a rain dance that they can, too.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. That's right. Good point.
I mean, I'd rather have a rain dance than a government control mechanism in place.
Great point.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, a lot of people do the moonwalk and they do dirty dancing and stuff like that. And out of all the dances that I know about, I'd be for a rain dance more than most of them.
Good point.
Now, the other kind of point I want to make about this water scenario is I agree that we ought to obey the God of heaven and we ought to, you know, turn to him when we need things. And I support that 1,000%. But I also would kind of like to say this, Kurt. We do believe God gave us the earth, and we need to be very careful stewards of the earth. I agree with that, and it is smart to try to conserve water. Now, you'd say, well, Sam, why would we conserve water? I mean, there's the same amount of water on the planet than we had the whole time, right, Sam? Unless you tell me somehow the planet's leaking water like a sieve, and where's it going and stuff. But here's my point. It costs money to treat the water, and when we put chemicals by the thousands, hundreds of thousands in the water, then we have problems, and we, you know, it costs money to clean them, and it costs money to filter it and to get the water to your home and everything. It's that cost that is of concern to some degree, and it's the capacity of systems to some degree that's the issue. It's not a matter of how much water is on the planet. It's a matter of how much water is easily available to you. So there is some discussion that goes along with that, Kurt, but I believe that if government, and here's the whole point, if government were to carry out their proper, limited, appropriate role, and if they were to be transparent in doing that, then they would build the trust of the people, and the people would be fine with what needs to happen. The problem is we see government wasting so much money, so many resources on things that they don't have any credibility or any trust anymore. So the same government that wants to have Caltrans down there running sprinklers on freeway hillsides in the rain, those are the people that want to control me. And that's the problem we have, Kurt. If every time you turn around, government was fiscally careful with everything they had and really transparent with the people, then when they said something, we might give them some credence to say, you know what, Kurt, that's legitimate. That you know what, good point. We got to work on that. And I think most people would be, but it's kind of like the dad that's smoking a cigar and he says, son, you ever smoke a cigarette and I'm going to kick your derriere. Don't be doing that. Blow smoke in the kid's face. You know, how far is that going to go? And that's kind of what government seems to do at every turn, Kurt. And I think that's kind of where most of us have the frustration, have the anger, have the mistrust in government. What are they doing? All right. This is.
You're exactly right, Sam. And the story out of California points that out, right? When they're watering the hillside as it's raining, you know, and this cell phone guy took the picture, they got a big sign right there, message board along the freeway that says, severe drought, limit outdoor watering, you know.
And now, I'm sure the government's going to say, well, we had it on timers and we didn't know, and it's legitimate for this reason, that reason.
Well, and that brings up another point, at least in my opinion, this whole timer thing where people just water on kind of a regular basis. You know, sometimes that works, but what happens when it rains?
Then you get more
water. I go by the city parks, and it's right in the middle of a rainstorm. The things are just shooting everywhere, and I'm thinking, They're telling me to conserve water.
Well, and then you try to go play baseball in that field the next day or a couple of days later, and you're slogging through the marsh.
Good point.
And it's like, wow, are you kidding me? You know, so that's the problem that we have with government. We don't have a problem with taking care of the earth, and we don't have a problem with being very cautious in the use of resources. And we do agree we need to be good stewards. We all agree with that. You know, the problem is the, what do you say? Is a word called disingenuousness? Is that a word, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a new word for liars.
All right. There you have it.
You know.
Anyway, we're going to stay on liquid, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to a woman. And I guess she's a survivor, to say the least, Kurt.
All right. She's a survivor. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, this is in New Zealand, Sam. And I just thought this is a rather interesting story. Because, and of course, the media kind of like to point it out for maybe one or two reasons. But the headline reads, "Woman Survives Off Own Breast Milk." Yeah, they say breast milk saved the day for a mother trapped in the wilderness. Lady was 29-year-old Susan O'Brien. She was brought to tears after she was reunited with her family after they rescued her by helicopter. She's a 29-year-old. They call her an athlete. I'd call her a mother. But anyway, she was competing in a 12-mile trail run in something called Orongorongo Valley. That's easy for you to say. That's right near the New Zealand capital of Wellington when she got lost. Yep. And she's the mother of an eight-month-old girl. And she said she survived the night in the bushlands by covering herself in dirt and drinking her own breast milk. There's no explanation on how she got that done. But anyway, it says, "I got lost and got stuck in some bushes, and then I thought that was it. One thing that helped me, because I'm breastfeeding my baby, so I had a bit of my milk, which I thought that should keep me going for energy," she said. Anyway, they finally found her about 24 hours later. They said she was spotted about 2 miles off the course. So anyway,
that's a little resourceful, Kurt.
Yes, it is.
And I don't really want to get into the details of how that all occurred.
You
I'm just glad
be able
she's
to
alive.
Get that done.
Yeah. I certainly would not be able to get that done.
No.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, I'm a pretty resourceful dude, and I can do a lot of things. But that, somehow
You're
I've been gypped. I had a Sue. Men just don't have it, do they? All right, quick pause. Another resourceful woman coming up in seconds on your radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Live and in fine form, Sam and Kurt, news that networks refuse to use. We got a guest second hour, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Phillips, Vaccine Rights, will be with us. In the meantime, we went from one woman that's very resourceful. Woman survives off of her own breast milk. Second story, Dateline, Sacramento, California, Kurt. We just can't leave California alone today, huh?
Well, that's right. And, you know, they're suggesting, so here's a lady that they say basically has been, diagnosed with HIV/AIDS for quite some time. And, they say, hey, the headline reads, Sacramento woman may hold key to cure for HIV/AIDS. Now, I think it's interesting when we see this that we've known of many instances, including, our friend Joyce Riley has reported about this and others where, you know, there are solutions to this, but the mainstream media doesn't really want to cover it. But in this case, this woman is what they call part of a rare population of people who are infected with the HIV virus, but somehow they keep the virus from damaging their immune system. Now, these scientists are hoping these what they call HIV controllers hold this key to finding a cure. In the world, they say 35 million people are living with HIV or AIDS. Most take pharmaceutical companies love, but most take a myriad of drugs to suppress the disease from wreaking havoc on their immune system. This lady, Lorene Willenberg, she's one of those 35 million, but in the 23 years since she was diagnosed, she takes no drugs, has no symptoms, and has never been sick. This is what she said. She says, in a clinical sense, I'm not progressing towards AIDS. I'm not progressing towards the disease stage. Now, this one doctor says she's part of a small number of HIV patients, less than 1% who have the virus but can't control its invasion of their bodies. Now, I would probably say that's probably a small group that doesn't take the drugs as well. But anyway, they talk about these different things, and I wanted to bring up in the story the fact that we're aware of, Sam, people that we know have literally told us about their own, results using natural health and healing and being able to deal with things like this. But the sacramento.cbslocal.com story, it just didn't have place to put that.
I just want to know, though, they say that she has the key, Kurt. Are they going to tell us the key, or is that just going to stay out of the story, too?
Well, the key, at least they're saying, is if they can study her enough, then maybe they can figure out what kind of little cells they've got and then somehow take that, and then they'll, want to duplicate it in the lab, and then maybe they'll sell those. You know, I mean, because
Why don't we just find out what she's doing and have other people do it too and see if it helps them? And if it does, we've got the cure, the key, and we don't need the pharmaceutical thugs in the middle of it. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I love that idea, Sam, but do you think the shareholders would really be pleased?
Well, shareholders? They don't have any. She doesn't have shareholders, does she?
I'm not talking about her.
Okay, we don't have shareholders either, do we?
The big companies. Yeah, but
why don't we just skip those people?
That's exactly the point, Sam. Yeah.
Call her and see if we can work on that. Yeah, I don't know about drinking breast milk, but that might create some antibodies that would help, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Just linking the stories together there, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking about the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon leaders. There's two leaders that have had some struggles with their health as of late. One of them is Elder Richard G. Scott. He's one of the 12 apostles. And another one is L. Tom Perry. And Kurt's got an update, huh?
Well, and this is interesting. See, typically, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you aren't aware of how this whole thing works. Those top leaders are basically chosen, we believe, members of the church believe, by God, and then they're meant to serve basically until they die. And in these couple of instances, one of them is 92 and one of them is 86. Elder Scott is 86. And they say he's unable to attend the meetings of the Quorum of the Twelve, is what they call it. But Elder Perry, the one that's 92 and is being treated for cancer, has now returned to those meetings. So, you know, when you see these, at least in my opinion, it's interesting to see, even if I were an outsider, to see this level of experience, a level of what I'd call integrity and leadership that these gentlemen have that have been there for many cases, 20, 30, maybe even closer to 40 or 50 years, some of them.
Well, and what's interesting to me, Kurt, is the dedication they have. You're 92, you're sick, and then, hey, you create a comeback, and you're back and still working, fulfilling your responsibilities. It's just tremendous. And so anyway, a lot of people
and
were
yet
wondering.
They all tell us we're supposed to just retire when, what is it, 65, 60, something like that.
Oh, no, you got to retire when you're 67 now, otherwise the government might go insolvent.
67. But, you know, so it's 67, you know, and here are these guys, you know, the youngest one of them is nearly 20 years later than that, and the other one's 92, and so many times we get told to put yourself out to pasture when you're 67.
I'm going to kick it with my boots on. That's how I'm
going to right. Yeah.
All right. What the heck is LHM, Kurt?
Well, there's a big company in the area here. They call it Larry H. Miller.
Oh,
now, Larry Miller, basically started.
Those are the guys that tried to put troughs on their roof to catch the rain, to water their to wash their vehicles. They own some car lots and stuff. So they try to be creative and catch the rain on the top of their buildings, then use that water and recycle it to wash their vehicles to try to save, you know, the environment and everything. And then the government said, wait a minute. It's our rain, and they shut them down, right, Kurt?
I'm not sure. I was not sure which dealership it was, but it did happen in a Salt Lake dealership. We can tell you that
for sure. It was
the
Miller Group, Kurt. It was the son of Larry H. Miller
there
who was
go.
Doing that.
Mark Miller, I think, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But in this case, this is one entity that they started, and it's what they call a motor sports park. And, where they have races and stuff like that. But, you know, this rarely happens. But in this case, they've decided to shut it down. Now, because they said it wasn't profitable. Now, the thing that worries me, Sam, is that one of our government entities is going to go, well, gee, you know, we don't have a motor sports park anymore. We're going to need to have one of those. I mean, you know, it's like in places where they don't have a bowling alley.
It's like not having shoes, Kurt.
A golf course, you know. I mean, the government has to jump in there. But in this case, these guys did what I think a remarkable thing. They did the best they could to make it work, but it wasn't profitable. So they're going to shut her down October 31, Halloween. Until then, they say the full schedule of racing events and other activities will be held as normal. The land, track, and buildings are going to be transferred to Tooele County, according to the Larry H. Miller Group Vice
that's
President.
That's another concern. Why change those lands to the government? That's one question. But the other question that I have, Kurt, is when we say that it's not profitable, I'd be interested to know how many of those line items go to government. How much taxes do they have to pay? What kind of property fees do they have to pay? What kind of use permits? What kind of regulation do they have to deal with? You know, you kind of back into this discussion, and I wonder if we had a little less regulation, a little lower taxes, a little more freedom, a little more independent, would it have been a failure, Kurt? I'd be interested to dig and find
out. That's a great point, Sam. It's a 511-acre facility. They designed it and opened it back in 06, you know, so they kind of went through those rough, what would you call them, the Great Recession years. They designed it for automobile, motorcycle, cart, off-road and bicycle racing, so it's got a lot of stuff. The thing that I worry about, like I say, was they're going to transfer it back to a local county, and then what'll happen is you'll have cries from the locals that said, hey man, why don't we just run this in government? You know, the government's not supposed to be in the race car business. There's a lot of things that they're in that's not supposed to be in. So, you know, maybe the Larry H. Miller Group will find some other business that wants to take it over. We'll see. But anyway, that's going on.
Our prayers are that it stays in the private sector in some way or another.
Yeah.
By the way, there was a 4.0 magnitude earthquake, Kurt. I don't know if you heard about it, but it rattled San Francisco. Bay Area residents Sunday afternoon. We're talking about the East Bay. So they use San Francisco because it's a great landmark, but it's the East Bay. The U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake hit about a mile south of the town of Concord, California. Then they asked the question, as they say, is warmer weather an open invitation for earthquake season? Does weather play a factor at all? Well, I want to just say that I'll tell you what, I believe God plays a factor. The only problem, Kurt, is in the story. They don't ask that or bring that up at all.
Well, no room, you know, all that extra ink to bring it up, you know.
So is warmer weather an issue? Maybe, but I think that the people's obedience to the author of liberty might be a greater factor that ought to be brought up. That's why I tell you the tale. All right. Our prayers are with the folks in San Francisco and all over the country when there's natural or man-made disasters going on. All right, you want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.